Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park after spending a week in the Combine. Let's take some of your questions and get to some of the answers. The first one comes from Gabe in Coon Rapids. What are some specific traits Coach Zimmer covets out of his linebackers? We hear all the time Coach Zimmer talks about he wants smart and tough players, so I would imagine those are two traits he's looking for in his linebackers, but there's one more I bet you he likes in linebackers, and that's versatility. With how often NFL defenses are now in their sub-packages, a versatile linebacker is a good one because he can play the run or the pass, and he can also back up at multiple different positions. So even if you're not a starter and you're a backup, but you're versatile and you back up at multiple positions, that increases your chances of being useful to a team. Our next question comes from Shem. Who is the best route runner out of the top wide receivers? Well, it's fair to say the top three receivers in this class are Amari Cooper, Kevin White, and Devontae Parker. You saw us break down Kevin White as an all-around wide receiver on Vikings.com earlier in the week, but I think if you talk to most people, they'll tell you that Alabama's Amari Cooper is the better route runner. Time will tell if that becomes the case in the NFL, but right now, I give the edge to Cooper. Our next question comes from Max. At pick number 11, which prospect intrigues you the most? Well, this opinion is subject to change, but coming out of the NFL Combine, I'll give you two. One on offense, that's wide receiver Devontae Parker. Why? Because I do think he's one of the top three prospects, but he's got a connection to a current Viking. He was college teammates with Teddy Bridgewater at the University of Louisville. Their connection and the chemistry they may have at the NFL level intrigues me quite a bit. On defense, how about Shaq Thompson out of the University of Washington? He played running back, he played linebacker, he played safety in college. That type of versatility, that type of position flexibility intrigues me quite a bit for a Mike Zimmer defense. How about Shaq Thompson playing safety on first and second down, and then in your sub package he drops down to linebacker? That type of player could do some damage in a Mike Zimmer defense. The next question comes from Paul in Canada. With many new head coaching hires being defensive-minded, will there be a run on defensive players early in this draft? Paul brings up a great point. Six of the seven head coaches who were hired this season come from defensive backgrounds. That's an interesting trend to observe, especially because the Vikings hired a coach with a defensive background last season in Mike Zimmer. Now, head coaches have obviously large influence in the say of who their teams draft, but they don't have all of the influence. General managers, personnel directors, team presidents are involved as well. Plus, there's not just a first round pick, there's seven rounds in the draft. So I don't think a run on defensive-minded head coaches means there necessarily will be a run on defensive players in the draft. Once a coach ascends to the level of head coach, he takes a global perspective on his team. The next question comes from Guy. Assuming Felton and the Vikings cannot come to a contract agreement, what is the possibility of Asiata taking over at fullback? Well, Matt Asiata is a versatile player. He showed that last year with 9 rushing touchdowns. Before that, he was a backup running back, and during that entire time as a backup and as one of our primary ball carriers last year, he could play on special teams. So Matt Asiata has a ton of versatility. It would not blow my mind if he could be an NFL-caliber fullback either. Now, we also have Zach Line on the roster, and it's not a foregone conclusion that we're going to be missing Jerome Felton. So a lot of questions to be answered there, but I think Matt Asiata's versatility is an asset for him as he tries to maintain his spot on the Vikings roster. Our last question comes from Michael. What do you think of the possibility of bringing in a quarterback like Josh McCown or Mark Sanchez? I think the possibilities would be higher if the Vikings didn't have Matt Castle, but remember, while Teddy Bridgewater has ascended to the role of the starter, Matt Castle is still under contract, and I think the team would like to bring him back and kind of be a veteran presence for Teddy Bridgewater in that meeting room. Plus, Matt Castle knows Norv Turner's offense now. He's 1 year into it, and having him back for a second season is going to do a lot of good things for the Vikings quarterback room. But if something doesn't work out with Matt and the Vikings have to look for another veteran, I think those two guys have a lot to offer, and they could fill the role of that veteran backup as well. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.